Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We have an email here from Anonymous.
Hi, Ben and Nathan. I've been a student with the Demon since last November. I canceled the April LSAT score and scored a 174 on the June test.
Nice.
Shit, nice work, yeah. I'm really grateful for it, and I know that this is a score many students dream of, but I'm wondering with good reasons whether I should take it the third time and attempt to score higher. My last 10 practice test scores since mid-February are, colon, by the way, it's incorrect use of colon.
You just don't even need any punctuation there.
No,
you
could just
say,
the
list. Yeah.
Yeah. The colon is an equal sign.
Oh, so it's the R that makes that wrong. If the colon just came after February, my last 10 practice or after scores, right? My last 10 practice test scores, colon, then list the numbers, or my last 10 practice test scores since mid-February, colon, and then list the scores. That would be fine, but it's putting the verb R in there with the colon. Now that's a broken construction. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, it's like equals or R. It's like R or is. You could think of it. So it's like RR.
Most people should just stop using colons and semicolons entirely, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyways, what are they? They are 173, 175, 175, 171, 175, 179, 171, 177, 176, and 180.
You're good at reading numbers out loud.
Shit, yeah. Why is that?
You know how to pronounce all those words. Well, yeah, interesting. Okay.
Well, maybe it's just these in particular, right? Because I've been doing the LSAT for so long.
Yeah, that's true.
While I'm aware that 174 is well within my range, I feel like I could do better. I don't know how risky it is to retake, given that it's possible for my score to be the same or even drop, but maximizing my chances and scholarships at the top law schools are very important to me. Considering how many high scores there have been for recent cycles. If relevant at all, my GPA is mid 3.9x.
So 3.9, 4, 5, or 6. Okay, got it.
Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Somewhere in there. I'm really curious what your LSAC GPA is because...
careful. Your transcript GPA and your LSAC GPA are going to be two different things. But okay, go ahead.
It's great that you have a great GPA. So,
This sounds like an excellent applicant.
Yeah. Should I take the risk and shoot for the stars, or is it better to be happy with my score and work on the other aspects of my application? This is a challenging dilemma for me, and any advice you can give me would be greatly appreciated. I'm so glad you wrote in, Anonymous. We can make this dilemma extraordinarily easy for you.
The answer is yes.
Yes. Take it again.
Okay. I was going to say, because like I'm looking at these data points. These are 10 practice test scores, and of the 10, we have a 175, another 175, another 175, a 179, a 77, a 76, and an 80. So we're looking at 7 out of the last 10 that are higher than your 174. So yeah, you're a good bet to better that 174. And you acknowledge that 174 is well within the range. I hope that you acknowledge that 171 is also well within that range, right? You scored 171 twice in your last 10. So it's very possible that you're going to put a 171 on record.
Or even a 169. I mean, that's possible.
Right. I wanted to expand that and say, we're not seeing the whole range. We're seeing selected data points within the range. So there are probably 169s and 170s that would also pop up from time to time. But if 7 out of your last 10 are better than your best score on record, then you're a real good bet to score higher. If you do take it again and score lower, I would encourage you to take it again.
And you have 3 more attempts. So
yeah,
here's the thing is it's a lopsided bet, right?
Yep.
If your score goes down, nothing really happens. But if your score goes up, you have just won. So a lot potentially.
Yeah. It looks to me like you have about a 70% chance of getting yourself at least one more LSAT point. And we believe that one more LSAT point is worth $10,000 in law school tuition or opening the doors to even better schools, right? You're going to be applying in the top 14, obviously, because you're a great candidate. But I think you're correct to worry about LSAT inflation. When I saw that 174 10 years ago, I see 174 and I go, oh, so solidly within the 99th percentile. Now, when I see 174, I go, I wonder if that's still in the 99th percentile.
Yes.
Because we know that that's, you know, the 99th percentile has been edging up, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if 99th percentile is now 175 or 176.
Yeah.
So you have a lot of those really great scores, you know, elite just ain't what it used to be, I guess. And 174 used to be like, holy shit, that's awesome. And I still say, great. You know, I mean, that's fantastic. And if you had to stop at 174, or if you took it three more times and you scored 173 all three of those times, whatever, you're still a 174. Like, there's just no downside.
Yeah.
Schools in the United States don't average. And even in Canada, it's only a few schools that average. Most schools are just going to be looking at your highest score. I don't even think there's any risk, Anonymous. I think it's just your range is better than your highest score on record. Clearly take it again.
Yep.
If you took it again and got a 175, I still might look at that range and go, well, you've got a 179, a 177, a 176, and a 180 within your last 10. Probably take it again.
I think so.
Yeah.
For sure. You have scores that are 5 points higher.
Yeah.
Than a 175. 5 points higher.
It's not just like 1 point is possible, but it's possible to get 5 points higher than that 175 or six points higher than your 174. And you're clearly capable of it. Are you going to do it definitely the next time? No, because you're going to get another data point within that range. But there are so many good data points within that range that it seems like if you keep doing it, you are going to get the upside. And again, even if you don't, you know, like the best hitter in the world is going to swing and miss three times in a row sometimes. And if you swing and miss three times in a row, you're still walking back to the dugout at a 174. You just can't, you're not going down. You can only go up. So yeah, I think you should keep swinging.
Yeah, keep swinging. And I think you're going to continue to get better at the test. You're going to continue to review the questions you get wrong, and you're going to try to understand them. And you're in the best position to understand those hard questions because you already understand so much of what's already going on. You know, just look at it as a great learning experience. If you can flip it and stop thinking about this as just a competition to get into law school, but to become even smarter and better at this logical exam, it's going to prepare you for school. And I think it's going to take the pressure off.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.